Hey everyone, it's your host, your girl, Yasha, back with you again. Welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast. That's episode 436. Read the title of Updates on China Direct D2C E-commerce. Well, stay tuned as we delve into content for today's discussion.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
All right, guys, we're back. So as what I've said earlier, we're going to talk more about this updates on China Direct D2C e-commerce. And I just want to share to you, we're going to have a roadshow to cross-border summit coming, six-city Southeast Asia tour. And can you tell us more about that, Mike?
It's still like, we try to keep people engaged and as we learn. It's still not fully 100% confirmed, but we'll work with some partners that were sponsors and partners for the summit. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to do a in-person networking string of events over a couple-week period leading up to the summit. So we're still deciding dates and cities, but it should be hopefully a city maybe where some of the listeners are based. I can come in and meet up. So, maybe next show we can give more details, but it's most more likely September, October timeframe.
Okay, so that's six cities in Southeast Asia. Like,
yeah, it's going to be exhausting. It's going to be intense. I don't know. We can discuss who can go to which city, and I want to give you some chances too, and others in the team. So we'll see what we can do. But yeah, it's going to be intense.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear what are those six cities are. Well, I hope. Well, this six cities. You mean like six cities in one country, or like different countries?
All different. Well, some might be in the same country, but most likely different countries, almost all of them. I think, of course, we're going to do in Thailand. So most like 90% sure Chiang Mai and Bangkok, which are both in Thailand.
Right.
But the others would be
Philippines.
We're hoping to do one in Manila. Have you there. Yeah. Let's get to at least one of them. And Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Vietnam. We're deciding where. Those are some of the plans.
Okay. Good countries, good cities. Okay, well, we're gonna wait for more updates for that, Mike. We're not ready just yet. Yeah, we're gonna wait for that. We can't wait for that.
Yeah, update. I mean, we just give teasers for when we get them. We'll have a full landing page with all the cities and dates. Hopefully next show, because it is coming up quick in end of September, October. A little bit of sadder news. I don't know. I mean, we're going to highs to the lows, but on a low point, Rico. Some of you listening to the show, he's been on our show at least four or five times. He also has a podcast, Made in China podcast, and Source Find Asia agency. Passed away last week, like end of July, 2024. At 32 years old.
Very young.
Yeah, so I don't want to, this is a bit of intros. We're going to get into the interview in a second, but I think in the outro and our blah, 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 I could talk about it. We're going to have a memorial podcast for him, probably on his channel too. But I just want to get, we'll talk about the story after this interview.
Okay. That's not a problem. All right. I'm pretty sure many people who watch our podcast definitely knows him and they would like to know what happened to him. Yeah, we can talk about that right after.
There's a fundraiser too for him. I've chipped in.
Oh, yes.
So we can.
We're going to include the links. Yeah. Okay.
This week's show, we gave you a little bit of a break hosting the interview last show you had. And so this week, he's also been on our show in the past. Actually, he said he thanks us in the show. I think we were the first podcast he was ever a guest on, and he's been lately a guest on many shows. He actually used our show as a reference to other podcasts, so that's pretty cool. And did you enjoy your little break from? You're doing great, but I give you a break when I can.
Yeah, well, I needed a little break just because I'm now in Manila and I went here because I still work. So you gave me a little break. I was able to go around and meet some of my friends. Yeah. And things like that. So yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Great. All right. So yeah, Yalcin he's with Seller Sprite, a really cool software we use for our brands and Amazon selling too. And He gives a lot of insights, really new stuff. I learned about, of course, what they're working on there, but more, he's in China. So he's talking to Temu and TikTok. So he gives us some insights and strategies about what's happening in 2024 with all this China, I call it D2C, direct to consumer, e-commerce. And also there's chances for non-Chinese. You don't have to, there's actually some things I learned. You don't have to be Chinese to sell on some of those platforms. So we talk about it in the show, and I'll also comment after the recording of some of my insights.
I've been seeing Temu all over the place, actually.
You're seeing it now, right? Well. Yeah, they're aggressive. They're going really aggressive. it's like a battle. So so we talk about it a bit, and then I'll also get some of my input too after the show. So let's tune in. Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here third year in a row at Global from Asia. And we're proud to say it because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands and e-commerce brands and joint ventures with our US structures. And they're super easy to do, online application, no fees. And they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/Mercury for that information. Thank you for listening and thank you, Mercury. All right, let's tune into our Global from Asia podcast. We have back on the show Yalcin from Seller Sprites. Friend we've talked to through COVID times and the new world again. So thanks for making it on, Yalcin.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for having me today.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you. We recently got to reconnect in person in China when I was there back in May at one of our meetups and masterminds. So that was really fun as well. Do you mind, for those not familiar, a little bit about yourself and how you got to China with in Seller Sprite?
Sure. I came to China 2018, study master degree here in Guangzhou. But immediately I started watching YouTube, Amazon business and selling on Amazon. Then I started selling on Amazon. Since then, I have been selling on Amazon. Right now we have two brands and also we have partnership with three factories to sell their product on Amazon. This is my own business. And 1.5 years ago, I joined Seller Sprite. How was it? Just I have been using Seller Sprite since 2018, and I knew how it works. But they didn't have the outside of China talking, going to event, podcast. I just mailed them, okay, I use your tool. Let's go to work together. And they said, okay, thanks for Elin. She is in English team maybe now. And then we started working. Now I go to events, have a podcast with you, everyone who I can have on the podcast and the exchange. And after doing some podcasts, I think we increased 4 times Seller Sprite users outside of China, like Turkey, Europe, USA. And it's pretty good. And it's something I also got very, very happy. Again, thank you, Mike. You are one of the first guys. I had a podcast last year.
I remember.
I was in Europe 1 year, almost 1 year ago, maybe more than 1 year ago.
I think it was more, but
should be more. And also in the beginning, it's very difficult to promote the tools or having the podcast. Even some guys, I ask them, they ask maybe $2,000, $3,000 for 5 minutes video or recording podcast.
Really?
It's really crazy. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's really difficult, but thank you for beginner and especially for you to help to have initial starts, and it's going to easier. Maybe I can talk with Zach or other guys and they asking, did you have podcast before? Yeah, I say I had with Mike, and then it definitely is helpful, too much helpful.
Okay, I'm happy to hear it, man. Happy. I mean, that's what I believe. That's my favorite thing, honestly. I tell the team to is to give good people a chance to get things started. So I love it, man. So
thank you.
We have a few topics. I think the theme is a bit about from China, the D2C, e-commerce, the different new platforms. Maybe first an overview of like e-commerce in China, 2024, where we are now.
Definitely. I go to meetings nowadays as much as possible. What I feel is there are a lot of shifts from the Amazon to Temu, TikTok Shop, Shein, or website, or different channels. One of the main reasons is Amazon, the profit is shrinking down day by day, and Amazon makes it harder. And the Chinese people also see some advantages to sell on Temu or Shein or TikTok because it's in the initial stage. It's a little bit easier, maybe attracting to sellers to join their platform to sell more. And it's definitely, I think, attractive. Therefore, the people try to diversify Amazon business. Even they sell on Amazon, some guys go to sell on Temu as well or Shein as well. Or just I know that some guys doing everyday life on TikTok. It's good for branding for their Amazon business. And it's also very good for TikTok. They are selling some of them. Even one guy showed me, maybe that John, I hope I pronounce his name correctly. One day they sold 2,800 units product from the TikTok shop. It's really crazy. This stuff is going on in China, especially in Shenzhen, maybe a little bit deep into Temu. But now what I observe from the Shenzhen is that, and also many meetings related TikTok, Shein, Temu, in Chinese language. If you know the Chinese language, you can find maybe 2-3 meetings related with these topics in Shenzhen to join, and mostly free, no problem. This is going on in Shenzhen, China right now.
Well, okay. This is great to know. It's glad to have you on the show and giving us these updates. So I was just on your show, your channel. We'll link that also in the notes, but Amazon is, I don't think it's officially linked anywhere by Amazon yet still, but maybe you can confirm. I don't think they've officially announced, but it seems mostly confirmed from rumors and events. Amazon's going to start to have shipping from China directly to their international or US customers. I guess we can call it D2C from China on Amazon.com. It might be like a new section, like a new tab or area, but do you mind sharing what you've heard and what about that update?
As you said, there will be some kind of funnels. Like, would you like to check this product is maybe cheaper from the China side on Amazon? This is one. And the one I heard that the Amazon is building warehouse in Guangdong, close to Guangzhou. This part is one of the hub for southern part of the China e-commerce or just for business. One here and the one next one close to Shanghai to ship the products from maybe eastern side of the China. This is the next. And one more thing, how to join this program, right? We are interested in how to join. Several guys, they said their friends got invitation from the Amazon to join this program. Yeah, maybe they themselves got invitation, but if you don't want to say something, you say your friend has this stuff. I said, can I talk how it looks like, what kind of email? No one agrees so far how it seems what program will be, but yeah, definitely kind of rumors are true nowadays. For sellers, I think it would be firstly for Chinese sellers in the beginning. Then ultimately, if the program works, maybe all sellers would be eligible to operate this business. And for some Chinese sellers, I think it's good. Like, you don't need to send maybe 1,000, 2,000 units of the product to store on Amazon warehouse. to ship from USA to directly customer, you can send 200 or maybe 100 or something like that to Chinese warehouses, store there. And if you say, oh, everything, it's kind of test. Everything is going good. Okay, just say your manufacturers, and if the product is ready, they can deliver to Amazon warehouse in 2 days or something. You know, shipping is very fast in China.
Yeah, it's great. But go ahead, sorry.
It looks like a little bit drop shipping, but it's legitimate from the Amazon. We cannot say anything, right? So I think it's good for testing standpoint. You can test some products to check out if when it's fine. And in the future, I believe they will be like the option. You send some product to Chinese warehouse, and you send some product to USA warehouse, and to sell through both warehouses. This is just my opinion. Maybe what's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, we chatted on your show too about it, and the point is, I think it's good. Like, I haven't said in this episode, but I recently invested into Easy China Warehouse, which is like a Chinese-based warehouse. And people thought I knew, but I didn't know this Amazon news that was before. And I was a little bit scared at the beginning, to be honest, but I feel a little bit more confident because, like you just said, it's going to make people diversify, lower quantities, testing different channels. So now this Chinese seller, right, you're just saying, example, sends 200 or 300 units there. Maybe they can send 200 or 300 units to another 3PL. They can send 200 or 300 units to another sales channel, another country. I think it's going to change the idea of sending 1,000 units to America into FBA only and only selling on Amazon. I think it's going to make people diversify their supply chain even more. I can produce 1,000 units and then I keep 1,000 maybe in China. Maybe, of course, you could use our service here at Easy China Warehouse, we'll plug again, but you could keep it at the factory, or maybe you don't send it all to America anymore. You send only half to America. You send maybe 200 to Amazon's China warehouse. You send maybe a couple hundred to Easy China warehouse to send D2C. You send 100 to Japan. I mean, I think it's going to create this distribution from Asia. Yeah. It's back to the podcast, global from Asia or global from China, right? Like, people are going to move the supply chain up to China now. They're not going to send all of it to America and then out from America. They're going to keep it in China and send it around the world from China.
Yes, yeah. All these things, I think Temu and Shein or TikTok Shop have significant effect to Amazon make this decision, I think, because Shein recently is one of the biggest on the clothing category. Therefore, Amazon dropped its referral fee for sellers. Like, I think it's 5%, even 5% for product under $15. It should be something like that. And I think it's 10% for product between $15 to $20. For my opinion, Temu, Shein, TikTok, they have great effect on the Amazon to take this.
I agree. I don't know if you want to dive in a little bit more about those in the next topic, or what are your thoughts of these Temu and Shein, TikTok stores or shops?
Yeah, I can talk more about Temu. I did research, and even before having the podcast, we talked. There is a guy from Shenzhen, from Temu office. We met on the meeting, and they invited to visit their warehouse office in China, Shenzhen. I think nowadays, especially Temu, encouraged sellers to open the account and try to sell on Temu. How is the sales? Or it's different topic, but yeah, definitely they encourage foreign sellers in Shenzhen to join Temu seller account, open account. Even a guy I met, we talk on WeChat, twice or three times a week asked me, did you open the seller account? Then finally, this week, I applied to open the Temu account. It's not ready yet. Yeah, I think it's under checking and verifying, something like that. but the guys, you can apply for opening Timo account. Maybe in the future, we will say, oh, my account is from the like 2024, a long time ago open account. It would be good.
Yeah.
History is always good. Like some guys I saw, they say, oh, they have Amazon seller accounts since 28, something like that. Mike, do you have old account?
I got one account locked out and some others have not survived. Accounts don't last as long. I mean, there's brands and listings and things are somewhat fluid. I wish I had a better one, older one. But yeah, there was a lot of transfer.
Okay, let's go to Timo. Timo, nowadays, ship 400,000 units product to worldwide. 400,000 units for worldwide. And last year, there is a statistics that Timo has been downloaded 337 million. The guys downloaded Timo and he's one of the biggest for... Next one is Shane. It's like 261 million. It's a very big gap between them, and Timo is pretty popular among the buyers. What's the reason? Most probable reason is the sales price. Like when you go to, can I share my screen?
Let's do it. Yeah, you should be able to share screen.
Yeah, a few seconds. Like you guys just come to Timo and check any product. Even sometimes I feel it's cheaper than China. For example, you can buy the drone like $20. I don't know. Sometimes when we buy from Jingdong, Mike, you should know Jingdong. It's more expensive than buying something from the Timo. Like you can buy $20 drone in USA from the Timo, or this product is pretty popular for seat cover for dogs.
Like maybe we just say it out loud if they're listening only. So like the convertible dog car seat cover.
Dog seat cover, it's like over 60 or something like that, but you can get it $16 from the Timo. How is the quality? This is a different topic, but you can you can buy at least. But better side is that you can see the shipping rates. You go to under buy box. Guys, if you're listening, maybe you can check video or just go to Timo and check under buy now. You can see 70% got the product under 2 business days. And the 3 business days, 24% and something like that. It's quite fast. When it ships, I believe this product ships.
Which
from,
country? Does it say, do you have a country selected? Is that US?
Yeah. It's US. Yeah, it's US. This,
okay.
But this product is shipped locally from the USA. Guys,
oh, it does ship from, it ships from USA.
Yeah, shipped from USA. Actually, maybe I talk a little quicker. Let's go back. Guys, if you buy or sell on Timo, there are 2 options. One is sell from USA, you send the product to USA warehouse of Timo. Got it.
So basically Amazon's going to copy them with the China side and then they'll both have China or US shipping.
Yes, exactly. You can store in a USA warehouse of Timo and the Timo will fulfill the product as Amazon Prime, Amazon FBA. Maybe Timo is copying Amazon USA side and Amazon is copying inside. Or you can send the product to Timo warehouse in China. They will fulfill the product. It's I believe that all the products could be delivered under 10 days.
Do you if they're also moving it from their China warehouse to their US warehouse for the seller? What I'm saying?
Sorry, I didn't get exactly.
So like I send the dog convertible dog seats. I'm the fact seller. I put it into the China warehouse. Could they also move it to the US warehouse for me?
No, I think for Timo, when the customer buys, they will directly ship to.
Maybe I just. What I mean is, could Timo say, or could I say, if I'm a seller, move 100 units from the Timo China warehouse to the Timo USA warehouse?
That is quite possible. Even in Temu, there are some options. Temu pushed the sellers who have inventory in USA. Their ads show on the upper side better, and definitely the Temu pushed the sellers who have the inventory in USA to forward better ranking, better ads, better they are doing.
I guess, I mean, it's a logistics side. Would they ship it for you, like 100 units, like one carton, two cartons for you, or you'd have to do it yourself, or you have to ship from China to their US warehouse? Maybe we don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know exactly
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they could do that, or maybe they will do that, but got it.
Yeah, what is now, price is pretty cheap. The quality, not sure, but yeah. And meanwhile, Mike, you should know Pinduoduo.
Yeah,
you know,
PDD. Yeah. That's the Chinese version of Temu, right?
Yeah, it's parent company of Temu. I remember back to 2019, 18, 2020, I asked my friends. They said, oh, Pinduoduo, it's not good. Like, cheaper product, quality is not that good. You don't need to buy something from there, blah, blah, blah. So definitely it had bad impression on the customers. But nowadays I see many people are using the Pinduoduo, like they like it, the price is reasonable. Even we buy fruits from there, they ship from the garden of someone like Yunnan or some provinces, from the garden directly to our apartment home.
Wow.
So pretty fresh, good condition, 2 days, very maybe sometimes 1 day, quick delivery. And those my friends who disagree with the Pinduoduo back to 2019, 18, they said, oh, it's not bad, but they use nowadays and they like it for delivery, service, or price, whatever, they like it. Maybe what Temu is doing similar to cheaper price, but the maybe quality is not good in the USA. I talked some guys, they said, yeah, the quality is not that high. But maybe 2 years, 3 years, 4 years later, quality will be better as well. This is my personal opinion when I just compare Temu parent account Pinduoduo 4 years, 6 years ago, and then nowadays Temu.
Got it.
Okay, this is the... If you guys want to open the account, Temu account, or maybe you can reach out me, or you
sure.
can find Mike or whoever you would like to. There is a guy from Shenzhen, from Temu office. They try to help you sell their account.
Yep. And you could use US company, which is pretty exciting. Also, you just introduced me to them. We'll talk about Cross-Border Summit, but Cross-Border Summit is going to be very diversified this year. It's going to be much more multi-channel topic. So hopefully we can get some Temu people there to the summit.
Yeah, it would be good for both sides, because as we talked, they are looking for someone to sell on Temu, and the event is really pretty popular. Many guys from different sides of the world. It would be good for both sides, win-win, like their service, and they also your event would be much more interesting.
Yeah, I think so. We're calling the theme this year building streams and planting seeds. I thought of the slogan of Cross-Border Summit. It means like we're making new channels and we're planting the seeds to build the next trees and forest. So that's we're diversifying. Yeah, for sure. I think that's what the whole ecosystem is doing right now.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So let's go to, unless there's more on that, or maybe go to Seller Sprite a bit. Actually, I'd love to hear how Seller Sprite's adjusting to this. If maybe they're still, maybe you're still discussing how to adjust, but I'd love to hear about some features. I love Seller Sprite. We use it for our brands. We recommend it to people in our workshops. So it's a great work at the team there. What are some new things you could share with us that are coming out?
Can I share screen? Sorry,
of
guys.
Course.
I don't know.
I don't mind them. We just maybe verbally say it, because there are a considerable amount of people that do the MP3 audio version of the show too. So we have the video. People can find it, but we also, I can just maybe make sure I explain it in text voice as well while we show it.
Sure, I will try to explain while I am. Mike, any keyword or anything you would like to say, I can search and go with that.
Flask? Men's flask?
Men's flask. Flask, is it correct?
The same. Yeah. I mean, I might even, maybe my product will rank there and so hopefully somewhere, but that's one of, we do the gift set. Maybe the gift set is us, but or gift or set. I wonder if we show up.
So guys, actually, I don't know this product. What's that still? I don't understand.
Oh, that's us there. Is that the sponsored or that's organic? We're the second one there. The Excalibur Brothers. More results. See the 29.
This go one. Ahead.
Yeah, that's our listing.
Mike, do you know how to get the more result? Is there any chance to get or Amazon puts listing there?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
This is the more result. Do anybody we can put our listing here or just Amazon does it?
I think that's Amazon. I think that might be the free organic, right? They put the paid stuff on the top. I think this is the organic. Is the top one the paid? So we're looking at a search result page for those listening. And is the first one's all paid? Or maybe those are organic too? It seems like they're making a new more results. So there's a results page and then more results, which is under.
Oh, it's interesting. I didn't pay attention. Yeah, you see, right?
That's results. And then they say, that's all sponsored. I think those are all ads. See how they're sponsored on the right side? So these are all paid. And then they put the organic on row two. So they're really just trying to push everybody to pay. So we're like maybe even number two organic, but we're on the second row under more results. Because those are all sponsored.
You say these five?
Look, see the sponsored on the right go up? See that?
Yeah,
I think all are sponsored there.
Well, not sure. I thought maybe each listing has the sponsored label normally.
That's what I thought, but then they put more results, and I think more results are not paid. See that?
This is not paid. Yeah, I know this is not paid. Just one thing I want to talk back to 21. We had one product we couldn't sell because of the price and the logistics. Nowadays, we started working for that product. One of the reason I can open any these listings, guys, and the Seller Sprite has some very good extension. Even you can run it on the product Amazon search page. For example, if you want to find this product, roughly understand what's the price on Chinese site, you can click 1688 Chrome extensions here. Then we are going to bring, but sorry for this product. This is not suitable product. This is going on because of image. One more try. For this product to see what's the price roughly in China, you see this product price is 50 yuan, 35 yuan. It's good option to understand. Even I can show you another bamboo pillow. If you quickly want to understand what's going on with this product, interestingly, again, we got the result, Mike, here.
They're sponsored. I think they're all paid because it says sponsored on, or is that under? Maybe that's not. Maybe that one's, because where are the sponsored ones? Ones are sponsored or not? Is that first row or is that the bottom? I can't tell. I can't tell if those are ads or not. Or there's nobody advertising?
No way. Maybe it's wrong. For my browser or something like that, but...
Are you on a VPN or are you on a China IP?
Yeah, I have VPN, yeah.
US VPN. IP, it should be putting the US ads.
UK, my VPN
maybe
is connected.
UK. That might be why. They might not be serving ads in the UK for a US listing, maybe.
Maybe I can switch to see what's going on. I'm not sure if it will affect or not.
Is that important for the demo? So just for those people following, we're just trying to understand, it's very hard to tell which is a sponsored or not sponsored.
Yeah, because
I guess they should be sponsored under the listing, not on the row. So I think that might be just that first result, and these are not sponsored.
Interesting. Just I wanted to show the Chrome extension, guys. You just basically clicked Alibaba. We are going to pull all the products on Alibaba and to show you what's the price. Basically, you don't need to go to Alibaba check manually. Time consuming. Even if you want to go more detailed to find this product on 1688, this is a Chinese internal market. Just you click 1688. We are going to find product, and this is the more cheap, much more cheaper. You can see basically like 16 yuan, 16, 12, even some products are much more cheaper than Alibaba. It's a little bit difficult to source the product 1688. You might need to local sourcing agent to get the product from them. But it's a very good point to understand what's the product price in China in 1688. So next one, Mike, I would like to speak about a little bit the variations. Before variations, still a problem for understand which products sell more, which one is less, which blah, blah. But now we can run the Chrome extension of Seller Sprite and to see, let me remove sponsor brand. And this product, you see this first product, we see their sales like 5,641. This is all combinations of variations. Okay. We open this listing on detail page and then come to variation here. Variation Chrome extension from the seller sprite. You click it and then you are going to see the first ASIN, the variation sold 3,000 plus unit, 1,000 plus unit, and 100 plus unit. So all combination we put here that as a number, this product sold like 5,641 products. And then one more thing I would like to add here, some categories here, like Amazon shows the orders, right? This order 3K plus, bought past month. It means if you buy one product once and they come back to buy again 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, Amazon still counts it one order as one order in 1 month. Mm-hmm. Even you buy like 2 units, 5 units, even 10 units, Amazon still counts it like one order, one stuff or one bought one. And we also pull some data from here as well to validate the how many units sold, how many orders we get through. You can compare this number with Seller Sprite. You are going to see it's pretty similar, or maybe sometimes it's. These are some new features. Do you need to go to AI review analysis? This is one of the cool
stuff. It's my favorite. I talk about those in the workshops. Maybe quickly, it's just a little bit close on my time. But a couple minutes up. I love the AI review analysis. It's one of my favorite features.
Yeah, just guys, basically you run the Chrome extension of Seller Sprite review analysis, and it's creating analysis for all the listing, all the review, like 23,000 reviews, and it's going to create a listing in 1 minute, and you can understand what's going on, what the customer likes about the product and what they don't like about the product very easily. You can analyze from here to understand. Oh, sorry, I didn't sign in. You can also detect ratings from here. How many ratings each variation got? When on the Amazon listing page, we cannot detect these ratings given to, for example, this ASIN or this ASIN or memory foam or medium memory foam, we cannot understand it. But from the Seller Sprite Chrome extension AI review analysis, you can analyze and understand from here. For example, reviews, ratings, you see, 23,000 ratings for this particular ASIN, and this is the review. We separate them from one to another, and you can understand what's going on in the review inside from here, what the people like, pros, cons, expectations, and the purchase motivation, anything. And maybe one more question thing I can show you, Mike. This is the product detail page. You yep. run reverse ASIN, okay?
Yep.
Then we are gonna see the keywords like pillow, queen size, blah, blah. And you can actually see the keyword traffic to ASIN. Bed pillow, 62% the traffic is organic for particularly this ASIN. And the 37% traffic from bed pillows to this particular ASIN, it's ads. And this is one of the distinguished tools from the seller sprite. You can track any keywords traffic to any ASIN, like organic or paid, very easily. Just run Chrome extension from seller sprite on product detail
right.
page. And there are also traditional tools like keyword research, brand analytics, or product research, or profitability calculator, or basically you can understand these products sells in different marketplaces like UK, Australia, or Japan, or something like that. You run the marketplace Chrome extension of Seller Sprite. Yeah, for example, sold in Singapore by Amazon, and it's sold in Turkey to Amazon.
Yeah, this is really good. It's breaking it down by market and everything.
Mexico, India also sold. And if there is a good sales and a little bit revenue, you are going to see their revenue here. For example, there is no revenue. It means they listed, but not a big sale on these marketplaces.
Yeah, well, you guys are always shipping new features. So we also have a coupon code for our listeners. The code, I think we've had a couple codes over the years. Does GFA still work, or GFA? What's the latest code?
We are going to
put it in the show notes. We can put it in the show notes, but maybe.
Yeah, we are going to put affiliate link. Like you can just.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Click that link and get 35% of discount code.
Okay.
Use for that.
Great. And then, yeah, full disclosure, I think we might get some commission on that for the show, but you'll still save some money too. So it's win-win for everybody if you guys use that. So thanks so much. Also, it's a fascinating conversation. I just can't have my time limit here, but also you're coming down to Cross-Border Summit. People can meet with you, Yelchin. You came to the one a couple before COVID, 2019 in Guangzhou, but it's first time to Thailand for our summit. So I'm so happy you can make it. We're going to, like, as you said, we're going to really diversify the content. Even at our meetups here in Chiang Mai, people really want more multi-channel like options. Of course, learning Temu would be great. And Seller Sprite could be there to show people how it works more on site. So thanks always for your support of the show and the community, Yelchin. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your help, especially in the beginning. Nowadays, please save me message anything you need from here. Sure.
Yeah, well, we'll do. Thank you so much, buddy. Save the date. Cross-Border Summit 2024 is coming back. 2023's was epic. Never got such great feedback in all of our events. Cross-Border Summit 2024, we're planning already a year in advance. Save the date. November 14th and 15th will be the core event, but of course, it is a full week of amazing things. There's pre-events, post-events, workshops, trainings, elephant sanctuaries. We have a lot of amazing things here in Chiang Mai, Thailand again. So I would love to see you there. We've already pre-sold some tickets to previous people. We will be opening up tickets soon. Subscribe to get updates at 2024.crossbordersummit.com. Also check out videos and testimonials from last year, as well as all of our years. We did them in China, and this will be our sixth one. It will be great to meet you there and network and make some great relationships. I can't wait. November 2024. So yeah, that was a great one with Yelchin. Actually, we did back to back. I'm also a guest on his show. We did them both together. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole morning of recording podcasts.
Oh, wow.
We had to prepare. We prepared. We caught up privately. We made outlines live. So I think it was like 3 hours. total. I mean, this show is not, of course, that long, but we did one on Seller Sprite's channel and our channel, and he's coming to Cross Border Summit.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Hopefully they support his sponsor too. He's sent it to the marketing team, but even still, I mean, I still like, he'll be hanging out. He's a seller. He's also a seller too, which is insightful. So if you want to meet Yalcin, he's a super nice guy. He came to the one in Guangzhou in 2019 where I first met him. And he'll be back this year in Thailand in November. So I'm super happy he can
be.
Yeah,
it would be nice to catch his
game. I know. I know.
Fun.
So yeah, we'll get to meet there and all the speakers you've been talking to and a lot of guests and the attendees. Yeah. So it's going to be super intense. All right. Well, yes, I guess I said some insights I learned is actually I just learned, and I was even talking to the Temu contact. You don't need to be a Chinese or Hong Kong company to sell on Temu. I don't know when that changed, but they have more and more countries that will accept application to be a seller on Temu. Well, of course, US is one of the, I think it was the third one, but I'm starting to see the list growing, like a lot of European countries. So definitely, I know I even kind of like gave up a little bit, or I thought it was not available to us or me, but they're opening more and more countries for sellers. So we also have a contact there on WeChat that's very eager to talk to anyone about getting on there. So like we said in the show, talk to Yalcin or I or even Yesha. If you're in a membership, of course, we'll definitely help you out even more to make sure everything goes smoothly. But I guess it really does seem like, so you said you see Temu ads everywhere there, right? In the Philippines?
Yeah, I see it everywhere. I haven't opened it. I mean, I haven't tried to shop there, but it's everywhere. It's like you can see it on Facebook, you can see it on Instagram. Like you can see it everywhere. And the thing there is that the products are cheap as well.
Yeah.
And they look really good and they look really sturdy and legit and things like that.
Okay.
So I probably want to try soon, but yeah, it's everywhere right now in the Philippines.
Okay. Yeah, so they're their parent company, just like TikTok has a parent company that's Chinese. TikTok is Douyin, or actually ByteDance is a company, but their Chinese brand is Douyin. And Temu, the parent company is Pinduoduo, or PDD, a lot of foreigners call it. And they've been doing this in China. Even during COVID, I remember them, my mother-in-law, when I was stuck in their hometown with Wendy, she was buying stuff every day off the Chinese.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so much, because it's so cheap. And I guess she's so tempted to get this cheap stuff. And every day there was some new thing coming that was, I don't think, really necessary that she's buying because it's so cheap. Yeah.
I can see a lot of things there that I cannot see in online platforms in the Philippines, like in Shopee or in Lazada. I can see many things in Temu that I cannot see in Lazada or Shopee. Yeah, so I'm also tempted, but hey, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, we just... Yeah?
What's next?
Well, I just want to give update about this CBS. Guys, we still have our 30% discount for attendees for tickets. You make sure you want to grab that in that way. Again, you can save money. You don't want to buy tickets when the event is right there because then you're not going to get any discount. So as early as now, go get it, go grab it and save that money.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we want to hear about a little bit more information about your friend, Mike. Do you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a little emotional. I mean, it's just being August we recorded this show, but it was like end of July. I started getting some messages from friends and people that they were hearing about it. So I started to dig into asking people. So it led me mostly to China Mike, his business partner, Mike Shearhorn. So Rico and him were partners, and they were often doing their podcast together and business deals together. So I got through to him and he left me a couple of voice notes. Again, to be honest, it's still too early to really know. They found him in his apartment because he hadn't gotten replies. So he sent somebody to go check and they found him in his apartment, passed away because I think he lived alone. So they are still checking into the reason for the death. There's some So it's still pretty fresh. He's from Zambia, Africa, but he was living in Manila for many years in China before that. Even on this show, he talked about some of that. So they're doing an autopsy now, and his parents and family, I don't know how many, but a bunch of them are coming from Zambia, Africa to Manila, or maybe they're arriving now to...
They're traveling here.
Yeah, they're going there because they want to try to get the body back to Zambia. But they have to go through policies in the Philippines about moving the body. So they are coming here to work on that. So that's the situation, yeah.
That's a bad thing. It's hard to get or to like let people know what's happening, like if you're alive or if you're already.
Yeah, I mean, he hadn't replied to me. But sometimes it's like that, right? I sent him something like a couple weeks ago and he didn't reply. And it wasn't a big deal because it wasn't so urgent or important. But I think it was actually about Cross-Border Summit. And then I started hearing more people say that they haven't heard from him and things like that. So, yeah, it's pretty sad. And so
do they know?
Hmm?
Oh, sorry. I just want to ask, do they know how long has he been dead or they're trying to figure out?
Sometime last week. Or this weekend, like something like that.
Oh, so days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's bad.
So, Mike Shearhorn, I'll link to the GoFundMe on the podcast.
Yeah.
I checked in a little bit. Some people are anonymous. Some people are going really high on the amount. But I guess if anybody enjoyed his shows or the content or the base of the money is going to his family because I think they're spending a lot of money traveling and trying to move him and things like that. So if anybody wants to contribute, don't feel pressured to do a lot. Even probably $5, $10, $20 is appreciated.
Any amount.
So don't feel pressured to go above what somebody's comfortable with. But if you knew him or enjoyed some of his content, it might be a nice gesture to just chip into his family. It's still unbelievable. He's 32. Yeah, that's really sad.
It's too young. It's scary, actually. It's scary because like people now are passing away in an early age.
I feel like I keep hearing news and news of people dying and they're younger and it's really unbelievable. But yeah, we'll get more info. We don't have much more than that. So I think it'll be on their channel but I'll probably link it or mention it on our future like intros, but I'll probably be one of the guests talking about like a memorial podcast for him. And so stay tuned for that. We didn't make it yet. It's still rather fresh, but I thought it'd be worthy to mention on our show here. He was very close to the community. So, all right. So that's a wrap, I think.
Okay. All right.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.